Talking about things spinning around, any dog owners out there, prick up your ears and wag your tail, because we've got a question from Marnie that I'm sure you and your canine friends will love.
Why does my dog turn around in a circle before it lies down on its basket?
So Felicity, I've seen dogs do this. What are they trying to do here?
It's actually something that is coming back from the time when they were wolves or wild dogs. They had to build a nest.
So it's like the canine equivalent of pillow plumping, is that what you're saying?
Precisely. In the wild, there would have been grass or snow, so they're literally creating a safe place for them to plonk down for the night. A lot of people might also notice that their dog tends to dig at their bed, so that might be creating a hollow, and they will only settle down really once they're established their little routine. Instinct has been settled and they'll go down for a nap.
One person said to me that it might be that also by turning circles that it's forcing them to survey the landscape and they might spot predators or areas that are risky, that something could come and attack them from, so it kind of makes sure they're aware and vigilant.
There's probably something in that. Could be that, you know, the process of walking around scares off anything that might bite them, snakes, large insects in the undergrowth that they're settling down in. There are so many reasons for this behaviour, but back in ancestral genetics.
I don't turn circles in my bed when I go to bed. I just sort of pat the pillow. Is that what you do, Matt?
No. But I've got to ask, because Kat asked me, do they all turn in the same direction?
Now there's something that needs testing.
I don't think they do, because unlike humans, which are strongly biased to be right-handed, 90% of people are right-handed, 10% left-handed, in the animal world, it seems to break down 50-50. They do have a side bias, one paw or fin they prefer using, but on average, you get a 50-50 bias. The exception seems to be kangaroos, which appear to be dominated by left-hand use, and we don't really know why.
You're listening to The Naked Scientist with me, Kat Arney. Today, I'm joined by our superstar science squad to answer all your questions. If you've got any burning queries, send them to chris@thenakedscientist.com. You can tweet @nakedscientists and we'll see if we can get them answered in our next Q&A show.